When I said humble yourself, I was asking you, commanding you, those who had ears to hear, to go to a place of no excuses in my presence, to make no excuses when you heard and hear my word to you as in correction or adjustment or instruction, that there would not be allowed by you the son, the daughter, to raise up with an excuse in your mind of why not, but to accept the admonitions as I give them to you, says the Spirit of grace. Knowing this, that anything that I say to you is not beyond your ability to function in this life and then also fulfill the things necessary to receive this outpouring and this change, that each one of you, none exempt, must go through to receive the revival fires, says the Spirit of grace. We worship you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes, Lord. For if you can hear, if you can hear the voice of the bridegroom, if you can hear your commander in chief, if your ears are not dull of hearing, but if you're able to hear, then you'll hear this hour and in this season. Increase. Increase. Increase, says the Spirit of the Lord. Increase your prayer time. Increase your fastings. Increase your coming away into the secret place where you shut the door and hide yourself in secret, says the Spirit of the Lord. Those that will deny this place and say, I can't hear this, or to yourself, you reconcile, I don't hear this. It's because of the distractions in your life. But the sound from heaven is increase, 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 says the Spirit of grace. Mahalakaresoto. I know. Yes, sir. Well, some say, how can I increase what I'm already doing? And the Lord was saying to you, take an account of what you think you're doing, because what you think you're doing is not what you are doing, says the Spirit of grace. For many have heard the call, whether specifically for yourself as an individual, in times gone by, to come away and spend that time. But know this, that in an acknowledgement of my voice speaking to you is not a doing of those things in which I have said, says the Spirit of the Lord. Acknowledging that I have spoken, and acknowledging that I've said, and acknowledging that you know that you're supposed to, does not fulfill, nor will you receive, mahalaso, the internal benefits of that place, says the Lord. But I'm asking for an increase. But I'm asking you first to look very close at what you know specifically that I have said to you as a man or a woman to spend the time And no karesete, yes, sir. And know this, that the humility that I speak of will give no excuse. It'll receive my cleansing and my mercy and grace to fulfill. Hesekalote. But you must. You must come apart. And you must increase. You must increase. You must increase. Palahadete morakede. Odekaresetieta. Mondekaresekieto. Ha, Jesus, 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 we worship you. Mahoetiete, yes, sir. Mandekerese dieto lochete diete. Handeherese diete. I don't want to say this. I don't want to. Mandekerese dieto. Mondekerese di. Bele if unstay, irkite machasete, yes, sir. It must. Yes, sir. He said that the present level of corporate collective prayer among you is not enough to birth this thing. At this level, it won't be birthed. It's on the edge. Has all the promise of an expected pregnancy that could come forth. But you'll be pregnant for years with no birthing. I desire not only to speak words of prophecy that edify, but I have a higher goal than words of prophecy. I have a desire to come in power and in demonstration and fulfill the prophecies. Says the Spirit of grace. To prophesy the end result is a less than what I desire to be brought forth. Be encouraged to know that I stand on the line to welcome all those who venture past the normalcy of how things are usually in their own lives. Mahalacho. In safe ateskete. Yes, yes, yes. Mahotelese. Mandokedesete. Mendekedesete. You've not totally been at fault. For Satan has offered and bartered with you collectively. Not only these, but those listening. He's offered every possible excuse. Why not? And after this day, the excuses will not stop. They will not. I won't send those spirits away because I do not have the authority. The authority rests in your home, in your life, and you as an individual to stand up and choose whether or not you will pray. I must have this authority through prayer. It will not be through any other means. A program, I have no programs. I have nothing that will solicit the flesh that will birth this outpouring, says the Spirit of grace. You're capable of birthing this. But I want you to know, with all love and all kindness to you, if you persist at this level of prayer among you, it will not be birthed. It will not be birthed in this generation. There must be a great increase by my grace, says the Spirit of grace.